There is no official modern time known as the dog days of summer. The Romans referred to the time when it got hot and the dog star Sirius was bright overhead. The dog days are mentioned in the Common Book of Prayer from the 16th century and in the Old Farmer's Almanac. Some people will tell you the dog days begin in late July and end in mid-August. Others put the end in September. Let's all agree to this. We are in the middle of the dog days right now. For further confirmation, look no further than the Bentonville Square. This month's first Friday on and around the Bentonville Square salutes the dog days with food, jazz, and dogs. Daniel Hintz, executive director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, says plenty of work has gone into a first Friday this month dedicated to a time of year when we want to move less.
Basically, the whole point of dog days is to stay cool. However, you need to stay cool. So we have cool live jazz. We've got all kinds of water things going on. And we also have incorporated dogs, surprisingly enough, into this event as well. So, for example, with our cool jazz, we've got Justin Hamby Quartet. He's going to be performing both lunch and that evening. The Powell Sisters with Mark Bunce, they were some of the favorites at our Youth Performing Arts Night in June, so we're bringing them back. And of course, we've got Pickin' on the Square, which happens every Friday. They're going to be moving over to Dave Field Park, so lots of music going on. Another really, really cool thing that's happening, Crystal Bridges, their pottery exhibit of the Mata Ortiz Pottery. They're actually doing a special program that evening, a culinary exploration of northern Mexico with food from Table Mesa Bistro. So not only can you hang out and check out the pots, but also eat some great food in an air-conditioned environment. So, you know, staying cool on that one. Walmart is hosting a water balloon toss. And then we also have bubble giveaways from the visitor center there. And then we also have an appearance from Maverick, the security dog from Walmart.
This is Maverick, the bomb-sniffing dog?
Yes, Maverick, the bomb-sniffing dog, and he does a lot of security for Walmart. I guess he just recently retired, too, so he might be able to tell lots of good stories about everything going on. Camp Bow Wow is one of the major program sponsors for this particular one. They'll be hosting a dog swimsuit competition, which will be very interesting to watch. They did this last year, I think it was very successful. Bowling for dogs, and this is not rolling your dog down a lane to knock down pins. This is actually the dogs running down there and knocking down pins. And then also a lot of doggy swimming pools, and so it's a great way for your dog to stay cool as well. Then, of course, we go back to the human element again, and we're going to have our big slides, our bounce houses, our pony rides, lots of kids' activities. And then also with our food, we have the great festival foods, hot dogs and brats, but we're now also including this whole fish, the fried fish thing, sort of a Friday night fish fry component. And of course, we have Table Mesa, the Station Cafe, and cupcakes and more.
Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.
Daniel Hintz is the executive director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. First Friday around the Bentonville Square takes place tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. The afternoon session is from 11:30 until 1. The evening session lasts from 5 until 9. More details are available at downtownbentonville.org.